Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to the fourth episode of Level Up, a podcast that is devoted to helping everyone take their life to another level, a happier life, a more fulfilling life. And today is very special to me because I have the amazing Desiree Savory with me. I love this woman so much. I swear, I met you and I was like, yep, I'm adopting her.
And I adopted you too.
And then we just have the most amazing relationship. Yes, I respect you so much.
I love you too.
And so when I saw this analogy, I said, you know what? I have to get this out there. We have to talk about this. And you were the first person. So let me first say, first let me introduce you. So Desiree Savory is a technology coach. In fact, that's how I met you. Was you were teaching a class to some realtors. But Desiree teaches technology to small businesses. So anybody that uses technology, and that's everybody these days.
That's correct. Whether from a concept of startup businesses, small businesses, and if you're looking for someone who needs, if you're in a business where you're just getting started conceptually, and you're looking for an online technology coach, that's what I'm doing. I'm working with you in a virtual environment, helping you to start your business, get it off the ground. And I really like to specialize in small businesses and help people get their business started. So I do a virtual environment, focus on that.
And so what are some of the things that you help small businesses do? Is it websites? Is it social media? What are some things that you work on with them?
Yeah, websites, social media, actually, you know, putting a plan in place, CRM, making sure they get their client relational management system in place, getting all of their virtual platforms put together, helping them with the plan to make sure their vision is in place also, and also their technology skills to see how they're going to be maintaining that. A lot of times small business owners want to do it all, and that is not possible.
Right.
Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. So
it stretches you thin for sure.
It does. And do they need to farm that out to others? And helping them to come up with a plan as to who they'd like to farm that out to in order to give themselves an opportunity to not only run their business, but also to have a life of their own. The same time. So,
and y'all, she's amazing. She's taught so many classes that I've been in, so I can definitely vouch for her. And so this is when I heard this analogy, like I said, you were the first person that came to mind. So I was reading this thing and it said, you know, if you've got a cup of coffee and someone bumps into you and you spill the coffee, why did you spill the coffee? It's not because someone bumped into you, but it's because coffee is what was in your cup. If you had had a cup of tea, then you would have spilled the tea. And in life, how that translates is whatever is inside of us is what is going to spill out when someone bumps into us. When life gets tough, when we get rattled, whatever is inside of us is what is going to spill out. And, you know, every time I've ever been around you, it's always good things that are spilling out of you. Like, I've never, ever heard you be negative or talk bad about someone. It's always positive. And we've had some conversations that weren't necessarily positive, fun conversations, but it was still all positivity, which says to me that what is inside of you is positivity. How do you achieve that so consistently?
Well, it's not a matter of having coffee and tea in the cup or tea in the cup. It's a matter of having both and deciding which one's going to spill out. So it's all about deciding what are you trying to achieve at the end of the day. So I look at my goals backward. What am I trying to achieve? I go to the end of it and I say, okay, here's what I do want. And I work backward.
Reverse engineering.
I work backward. So I might be in a scenario where there's a big toxic feeling in the room and I see what's the potential. I can see it. I can see what's going to happen. And I decided I'm going to diffuse that. And it's I have the power at that point, because we all have that power. All of us have the power to diffuse a situation.
Right.
And it can happen in a flash. And so, because we have the power, how are we going to use our power? We can use our power in a positive way, or can we use our power in a negative way?
True.
So if we have coffee and tea in our cup, which one do we want to spill out? And it just depends on what result we want, right? We can decide, is it going to be coffee or is it going to be tea? Well, if it's going to be tea, then it has to have a purpose. If it's going to be coffee, it has to have a purpose. Well, some people like the taste of coffee, and some people like the taste of tea, and some people like the taste of both. You've got to decide which one you're going to use, and are you going to use sugar with it? So it just depends. You're going to put some honey with it. They both taste the same, but one is a little bit different from the other, depending on how much you have to stir inside the coffee or inside the tea so that it will melt. So it just depends on how much you use, right? For me, that's what I do.
I'm loving this analogy.
Is this making sense?
Yes.
So I do a lot of listening, and I try not to interrupt those that are speaking. And sometimes when I'm listening, I will ask them to repeat. And I ask them to repeat, not because I didn't hear, but because I want them to hear what they've said. And I let them repeat it, because a lot of times when they say what they say, I don't think they've even heard what they've actually spilled out of their own mouths.
Right.
So I let them repeat it so that they can process. And even if it's offensive to me, I don't take offense, because I don't believe that it's really meant for me.
Right.
And so I don't take offense.
That's most hard times, to do.
Not for me.
Really?
No. Oh, and I've been called some very offensive things, extremely offensive things. And I can't, how can I take that offense? I can't expect somebody to look at me and call me something offensive when they don't even know me.
Mm-hmm.
How can that offend me? Because it can't be me they're talking to. I know it's not me. They don't know me. So how could they be offending me? It's coming out of their own spirit. So if it's coming out of their own spirit, that means it's a core thing. It's not something that has anything to do,
it ain't got nothing to do with you.
Me.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So the empathy that comes from me is, oh my goodness, what is happening to this person? For them to have to come back to me and look at me and say this. If you love yourself enough, then you should not have a reaction that's equal to a person that doesn't love themselves enough.
Because you know it's not true.
Because you know it's not true.
You know your value.
I know who I am. So why would I react to that when I know it is not true?
So is that something that you had to exercise to build up, or have you always been like that?
I have always been like this.
Oh, Desiree, I'm so jealous.
No, that is something that is, that's not.
Because a lot of people have to really try and work hard at knowing what their value is, and not letting others speak, you know, taking that as truth, you know, really, a lot of people do.
Well, for me, it's a matter of understanding who you are and your place in this world. My place in this world is as equal as everybody else's place in this world. Why is that? Because God put me here just like you. You are just as beautiful as I am. So why would I be offended?
That makes
I need to figure
sense.
Out why you are offended.
Right.
And try to help you to figure out what's wrong. It's not me, because it's coming out of your mouth, not mine. Right. I didn't say it. If I said it, then I have a problem. I didn't say it.
We
so I have to have empathy for you. That's what God asked us to do.
Yeah, that's true. Because people that are hurting try and hurt other people.
Correct. So the empathy is for the person who is putting across the aggression. So to respond to that person and say, how dare, no. There's empathy for that person because they are so full of hate or anger or hurt or disappointment or lack of love, or they've never been touched in their lives, or they don't know what honey tastes like. They've never tasted honey before. They've never had it on their tongue. They don't know what that feels like. They've never had tea and honey. They've never had sugar and honey. They've never had coffee with honey. It's the most delicious thing you've ever had. If you've never tasted that before, then of course you're going to lash out at somebody.
Starving for something that you don't even know what you're starving for. If you don't
understand it. Yeah.
Wow.
I responded to someone before that told me some offensive things. You know how I responded to her?
How?
I hugged her.
And what was her response to that?
She cried.
Shock.
She cried.
Wow.
And I said, it's okay. I said, I just hope one day that you'll be able to see me differently.
Wow.
But it's okay. It's okay because I'm not the one walking around with that. She is.
And your response to that is going to generate more healing for her.
She'll never forget it for the rest of her life.
Right.
Because I did exactly the opposite of what she expected.
Yeah.
I empowered myself.
Yes. I love that.
And showed her power. What does power look like? It looks like L-O-V-E, not H-A-T-E.
Right. Oh my God, that's an amazing concept that I think a lot of people are missing out on.
Flip the switch. Just flip it.
Yeah.
Don't react the way they expect.
And you know what's even more amazing for me to hear this from you is I know your story.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know that over the past couple of years, you've been through some really tough things. I mean, you had cancer. You mm-hmm. overcame cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those times, you know, just the things that you've been through in your childhood and just going through that, I mean, is it difficult to still maintain your positivity when you're going through those times?
No, not at all. I don't expect that things are going to get any easier. I don't know what is ahead for me. I have no idea. But I'm no less fortunate than those that are in other countries or even in my country that don't know where their next meal is coming from. I know where my next meal is coming from. I'm better off than many and I'm worse off than few people. So I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm blessed. I know what I have. And I mean, there are many people that had cancer that I didn't get the treatments that I had. So I have a lot to be thankful for.
Right.
Because at least when I finally got the treatment that I needed, which came after many people said nothing was wrong, I was able to go and get the help. Why? Because I have insurance. How many people don't have the insurance?
A lot.
So my point is, I'm better off than many, worse off than few.
Mm-hmm. And so keeping that perspective.
Sometimes it's not easy because they're, you know, you end up in situations where you think, gosh, can I get through this next 5 minutes? Can I get through these next 5 seconds? But I'm here to say I did.
Yeah, you did.
That's the point. I did.
So before we got started, you had started to share that, you know, you feel that everyone wants to be heard. Everyone wants their place. Talk to me about that.
I think that the core for all human beings is that they want to be heard. They want to be able to have a place on this earth to say, here's my voice. Here's who I am. I think that's innate in everyone. How they get that place, it depends on how they're been curated, how they've been brought up, right? I think everybody has and deserves that opportunity. Everybody deserves that opportunity. Unfortunately, we all don't get that opportunity.
True.
Right? So what I think all of us should try to do is when we are in front of someone, speaking to that person, look them in the face, listen, don't interrupt, give them an opportunity to speak, let them speak, hear what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't judge the words coming out of their mouth, because if that's their words, that's their words. Clarify and confirm what you hear before you judge. Give them an opportunity to speak. Listen, clarify, and confirm. If people need to be heard, people want to be loved, we just need to hear them.
Mm-hmm. Recognize.
Just recognize it.
Appreciated.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
And listen. I mean, not just... Don't let the words fly over your head.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
And get off your phone. I have conversations with people sometimes, and they're talking to me, but they're on their phone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that just says to me that you don't care what I'm saying.
They're not engaging fully
right.
with you. There's not full engagement there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to teach our children to do that, because they're growing up where texting is the primary source of conversation.
Right.
So the whole interaction, human interaction,
right.
the
ability to have a conversation.
Right. Is we're losing that.
Yeah.
So we need to get back to the organic way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I think, you know, it comes with being a human being. We can't let plastic take over.
Right. Yeah, it's disabling us.
Absolutely.
Our communication. That's so true. So true. I am so glad that you could talk with me today. I adore you.
I honor
everything
you
that
you
stand for and believe, and just the way you are. I love you. And I
thank
you so much for being on. Guys, I hope that this has been a blessing to you as much as it's been a blessing to me. And I will talk to you soon. Take care.